These days, work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries. And with that, we sent away good jobs and our capability to make things. American Giant is a clothing company that's pushing back against this tide. They make all kinds of high-quality clothing and activewear, like sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more, right here in the USA. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs in towns and cities across the country. And jobs bring pride. Purpose. They stitch people together. If all that sounds good to you, visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic. So now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Welcome to the Dogs Podcast with your hosts, Blake Reniker, Justin Charles, John Nye, and Josh All.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the Dogs Podcast. My name is Derek Frisby from DF Sports, and today we're going to talk about some crazy, crazy news that dropped Friday night. I think this is season-changing news for the Cleveland Browns this upcoming year. But before we do, please be sure to check out the Dogs Podcast on TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Be sure to like this video, subscribe to the channel, drop a comment in the comment section, let us know what you think. And if you want to get your voice heard, thedogspodcast.com is going to be a way for you to leave a voicemail. We'll play it out on the show, and we'll let you know what we think about what you think. So that's one way to get your voice out there. As well as, if that's not enough for you and you want to talk to us directly, jointhedogs.com. That's going to be your way to join the Patreon. There's a text chat, Discord, all kinds of different things going on in the Patreon. You're going to want to do that. Trust me, it is well worth it, as well as you get an after-hours show. It's and a ton of more things. That's just the beginning of it. And then also, become a member. 99 cents, get you some fancy stickers. No reason why not. You can't even get anything off of a dollar menu today, right? You can here at the Dogs Podcast. So become a member today, 99 cents a month. You won't regret it. So moving on, let's get into this, because this is absolutely crazy. This is news that kind of struck me out of nowhere. I got off work, didn't look at my phone for like an hour, got home, got into the driveway. It was pouring down rain, so you know, it was one of those things where I was just sitting in my car, pulled my phone out, and I see that the Cleveland Browns traded for Za'Darius Smith. And there's very few times where something is so shocking and, you know, it just, I don't even know how to describe it. It just sparks that energy in you out of nowhere. This is one of those things. And there's a lot that goes into this trade. There's a lot of details that go into this trade. But today I want to talk about kind of what the impact of Za'Darius Smith is. And I know we're going to be talking about this for a while, but I want to do a little bit of a dive here into what bringing in Za'Darius Smith means for the defensive end room, the D-line, and the defense as a whole. So Za'Darius Smith, 6'4", 272 pounds. He's 30 years old, went to Kentucky. Drafted by the Baltimore Ravens, played for four seasons there, then went to the Green Bay Packers for three seasons, and then, of course, to the Minnesota Vikings for one season. So Za'Darius Smith has had a fantastic career in the NFL, to say the least. He was a second-team All-Pro in 2020, three-time Pro Bowler 2019, 2020, and 2022. He was out in 21 with an injury. He had a back injury, and that kind of ruined his relationship with the Green Bay Packers. And then last year at some point, and we'll talk about this early because this is a talking point that a lot of Vikings fans keep mentioning, he kind of had a knee injury situation halfway throughout the year. So last season he started off and ended up you know, started off really hot, had 10 sacks. And then towards the end of the year, a little bit over halfway through, not a whole lot of production. I'm not worried about that at all. Okay, I just want to say that right off the bat. We'll get into that more here in a second. But let's take a look at the trade itself. The Browns are getting Za'Darius Smith, a 2025 sixth and seventh round pick. And the Minnesota Vikings get a 2024 and 2025 fifth round pick. So essentially, the reason why this deal got done was simply just a cap situation. The Vikings are in a terrible cap just mess, right? It's to the point where they're talking about and probably are going to cut Dalvin Cook, which I know they have good running backs, but it's just crazy to me. It's crazy to me that they're going to cut a guy who's this good just because they're in a bad money situation. Like, can't they figure it out? I don't know. That's just me. You know, we talk about how the cap isn't real. It's like, find a way to keep a guy like Dalvin Cook around. He is your offense. Outside of Justin Jefferson, he's the offense. So, I don't know. It's crazy to me. I'm not a Vikings fan. That's not my job to understand what's going on with them. But Za'Darius Smith is going to get 11.75 million is how I should say that, this year after they reworked his deal. So the majority of that is going to be guaranteed money. I personally have not seen how that's all going to shake out, but for the Browns, they're going to pay the majority of that in guaranteed, and it's going to be a low cap hit. So major signing bonus for Za'Darius Smith on the Cleveland Browns.
Just want to tell everybody here in Ohio, we have an awesome limited time promo for new DraftKings users. Just deposit and place a $5 wager on any sport to get $150 instantly added to your account and bonus bets. Whether you win or lose, all you have to do, use our code THEDOGS, all one word, at sign up to redeem. Using our code THEDOGS is a great way to support this podcast. So if you don't already have a DraftKings account, do us a solid. Sign up with the code THEDOGS and place that first bet. This is for new customers only, 21 years and older and physically present in Ohio. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Valid one offer per customer. Minimum $5 deposit. $5 wager required. Rewards issued as non-refundable bonus bets and expire 7 days after being awarded. See full terms at DraftKings.com.
Let's just talk about, before we get into what he means for the Browns, let's just talk about his career real quick. 180 solo tackles, 54.5 sacks since 2015 when he entered the league. 2019, 13.5 sacks with the Packers. 2020, 12.5 sacks with the Packers. He was hurt in 21, and then 10 sacks this last season with the Minnesota Vikings. So the last 3 years that he was on the field in the NFL, double-digit sacks, right? That is unbelievable that you can say that about a guy who's now going to be playing opposite of Myles Garrett. So let's dive into that. What does this mean for the defensive line as a whole? This is what I mean when I say game changer. Originally, you know, so far this offseason, and here's the thing, you know, Josh asked me when we did the free agency video, you know, what would you grade Andrew Berry's offseason? And he asked me what would take it to an A. Because I was sitting about a B plus, B minus, if I remember correctly. And it was like there was just one thing missing. And then we traded for Elijah Moore. And it was like, man, that's it. And then it still kind of felt like, you know, there's just something missing. I don't know about y'all. I just kind of had that feeling of there's something missing. Andrew Berry talked about wanting to get another veteran pass rusher. And Melvin Ingram, you know, Frank Clark, those guys made sense. I did not see this coming because this is a major, major deal. And this is going to be likely a one-year rental situation. So if you're looking for what's the catch with this, you're getting Za'Darius Smith for 1 year. But I want to talk about real quick why I think that is a good thing. Vikings fans, some of them had a problem with his character and had a problem with him as far as like a locker room leader and all that. And they talked about how he came in and was super motivated and then just kind of fell apart after the injury. For me, I'm not concerned about that at all because Za'Darius Smith is coming into a situation where the last 3 years on the field, again, double-digit sacks. And he's going to be 31 years old, and he's probably looking for one more big-time payday. And edge rushers, you're going to get money anyway. Like, at whatever point in your career, if you're productive, you're still going to get a decent contract. But he has one more chance to get a really, really good contract, and he is in the perfect situation to do that. Yes, Danielle Hunter was great. I think he's a fantastic player, but Danielle Hunter is not Myles Garrett, okay? That needs to be stated right now. Danielle Hunter is not getting triple-teamed and double-teamed and held and getting no calls, the same as Myles Garrett, who gets that consistently, not just week to week, play after play after play. And if you go to any Browns games and you watch Myles Garrett, you can probably count at least five times a game, which you could say that about every top pass rusher, right? These guys are so good, you kind of have to hold. But when you don't have somebody on the opposite side who you can count on, that really slows things down because then you're solely counting on Myles Garrett. And the Browns thought they fixed that problem bringing in Jadeveon Clowney. And Clowney was okay. He was solid. You know, he was really good as a run defender. But at the end of the day, Jadeveon Clowney did not want to be here towards the end of his time here in Cleveland. Had some problems with Joe Woods, which I can't blame him for. Joe Woods sucks. But the reality is, we're now going into a situation this upcoming season with a defensive coordinator who absolutely knows what he's doing and will be able to get the most out of the talent on this defense. And the defensive line especially is very intriguing because, and Mary Kay tweeted about this, I don't have the exact tweet in front of me, but the ability to move guys around, right? And talking about a quote-unquote NASCAR package where you could have Myles Garrett on the outside, Za'Darius Smith and Dalvin Tomlinson on the inside with Obo Okoronkwo on the other side. There's not a team in the NFL that's going to slow that down. I'm sorry. There's just not.
This episode is brought to you by new friends of the show, Transparent Labs, the industry-leading all-natural sports nutrition brand. With science-backed training supplements and farm-to-shaker grass-fed proteins, I use their 100% grass-fed whey protein isolate. It's the cleanest protein supplement on the market. It tastes great, mixes well, and I know it's sourced from grass-fed, hormone-free cattle right here in the United States. We're big fans of Transparent Labs because all of their supplements are formulated according to the most up-to-date scientific research using clinically effective dosages. If you go on their website and look at the ingredients for a particular product, you'll see they actually have cited scientific studies for each active ingredient they use. On top of that, they only use 100% natural ingredients in their supplements with absolutely zero artificial sweeteners, colors, or flavors. And all of their supplements are third-party lab tested for purity and potency. You can get 20% off right now your first order from Transparent Labs with our code DAWGS, D-A-W-G-S, at transparentlabs.com. That's code DAWGS, D-A-W-G-S, for 20% off your first order from Transparent Labs, transparentlabs.com.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Get all the Masterforce outdoor power equipment you need to maintain your yard at Menards. Own the outdoors with Masterforce 80-volt power equipment, delivering all the power of gas without the maintenance. The entire 80-volt line is powered by brushless motors for ultimate performance and productivity. From lawnmowers to leaf blowers, string trimmers, and more, find everything you need to create the lawn of your dreams with Masterforce power equipment at Menards. Save big money at Menards.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5HETIDE.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5HETIDE.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
People have been describing this as kind of the Batman and Robin situation. And then there have been other people saying, no, this is Batman and then The Dark Knight, right? This is 1A and 1B, not A and B. I think Browns fans, you know, and kind of the post-trade, you know, thought process and thinking things through here, here's what I'm most excited about. Because, again, this is going to be a one-year rental. But the rotation that you have now at defensive end is out of this world. And Myles Garrett, we've complained about him, you know, huffing and puffing on the sideline, and he looks tired and he looks winded. You can now keep him fresh. You can keep Za'Darius Smith fresh. You have a rotation now with Myles Garrett and Za'Darius obviously starting. Obo Okoronkwo, who was signed here expecting to be the starting defensive end opposite of Myles Garrett. This is a guy who has consistently throughout his career progressed and progressed and progressed and gotten better and better and better. Who we thought was going to step up and be the number two, you now have him in the best role for him as a number three rotation guy. So I still believe he's ready to be a number two, but he doesn't have to be. That is the best part about bringing in Za'Darius Smith. And then behind him, yes, they're young. Yes, they're inexperienced. But a year two Alex Wright, a year two Isaiah Thomas, and a rookie Isaiah McGuire, who has all the talent in the world. This could not be a better situation at defensive end. And this kind of not rights the wrong of the second defensive tackle spot, but now I'm not worried about it at all. I'm really not worried about that second D tackle spot. Rotate in whoever you want. The rest of that defensive line is so good, it doesn't even really matter, in my opinion, who that number two is, because everybody around you is so above and beyond good. It's not just competency. It is top of the top. I mean, literally, Myles Garrett, one of the best edge rushers in the league. Za'Darius on the other side, multiple-time Pro Bowler when he's healthy, one of the best pass rushers in the league. Dalvin Tomlinson, who is one of, if not the best run stoppers in the NFL, and he's not a bad pass rusher. So you can rotate, you know, Perrion. You can rotate Siaki Ika. You can rotate Jordan Elliott if he's still on the team. It doesn't matter who D-tackle number two is. Andrew Berry has somehow managed to take this defensive line that had some question marks, but it was like, you know, we solved a lot of the problems and brought in a guy who has averaged 10 plus sacks a year, who has incentive to be great going into a contract year where he can get, like I said, probably the last time he can get big money, and he can really set in stone this contract as him being a top edge rusher again. Because there are people that will say, hey, he's 30, he's going to be 31, he's had a couple injuries now, he's not going to be that good. He can right all those wrongs while playing with a guy like Myles Garrett. And it's not even about the sacks, right? Because we talked about a while back how good the secondary is now. For the Browns, that you have guys who fit the role. You're going to see a lot more man coverage out of the corners. Juan Thornhill is your true free safety. You're not going to have to worry about that as much as far as the busted coverages. Grant Delpit as a strong safety. You bring in Rodney McLeod as that veteran. And you got, you know, Hickman and De'Anthony Bell who you can rotate in there. The safety cornerback room, the secondary, is really good. It's one of the best in the NFL if used correctly. The defensive line and the secondary work off of each other 100% of the time. If the defensive line gets there quick, then the secondary doesn't have to cover as long. If the secondary is doing great in coverage and the quarterback can't get the ball out quick, that buys time for the defensive line to get home. They work hand by hand, side by side. That's how it always is, and that's how it always will be in football. And given that the league is more of a passing league now, that is what you need. So you went out and added to an already good secondary, and then went out and completely revamped this defensive line. Jim Schwartz has got to be drooling because he has so much to work with now. And the good news for the Browns is, even though this is probably going to be a one-year situation, I mean, the best case scenario would be Za'Darius Smith comes out, plays great, loves Cleveland, loves playing with Myles Garrett, and signs like a two-year deal, whatever. That's probably not going to happen. I don't see that happening at all. But you can now go all in this season. This season is the Browns' best chances at whatever the goals they have. If that means playoff, if that means Super Bowls, or Super Bowl, I should say, this is the year to do it. You have everything you need right now. The weakness on this defense is still at linebacker. I think, even though it's not as big of a deal, and I think Jim Schwartz, and this is kind of the factor that gets overlooked, everybody wants to talk about how bad Jacob Phillips is and how bad, you know, some of the other guys in that linebacker room are. They don't have to be. They can be decent. They can be competent. Use them the right way. Joe Woods didn't know what he was doing. Now you have a defensive coordinator that knows what he's doing. Again, figuring out who works best in what situations, that's on Jim Schwartz to do. That's why he's going to make his money. But outside of that, you are set. This team is ready to go win now. And at the end of the day, it all comes down to Kevin Stefanski and it comes down to Deshaun Watson. And Andrew Berry has done everything in his power to make this team the best team he can possibly have. I mean, at the end of the day, when you look at the offseason, you add Elijah Moore, you add Cedric Tillman, you add Jordan Atkins, you add, trying to think, that's all the key ones on offense, essentially, other than re-signing Ethan Posick. But you add to that, and then on the flip side, the defense, which was your struggle, you add Juan Thornhill, you add Rodney McLeod, cheap, who's a really good vet, you add Dalvin Tomlinson, Obo Okoronkwo, Za'Darius Smith, and you bring back Anthony Walker, who was the key of your defense last year. Once he went out, it was just all over the place. And move guys into the right spot. This is it. Like, guys, this is the Browns season. This is it. If you're going to win, now's the time. And there's really no weaknesses for the most part. I mean, the strength of the team will override the weaknesses. Like I said, having Za'Darius, having Tomlinson, having Miles, who cares about D-tackle too? That's almost irrelevant now. And I'm not saying it won't be a problem at some point, you know, because all it takes is Tomlinson getting hurt and then you're really screwed. You know, but if Hurst or Tristan Hill, one of those two guys can be competent and be in rotation with Elliott, Winfrey, Ika, whoever, like, you're fine. You're absolutely fine. And again, you're not going to be counting on Za'Darius to be 99% snap player. He doesn't need to play every down because you now have a rotation piece in Okoronkwo who can come in and be your pass rusher, right? This all works out to perfection. And this is going to go down as one of the best moves Andrew Berry has made as a Cleveland Brown general manager, in my opinion. Because, you know, the Browns could have went out and got Yannick Ngakoue, somebody like that, a Frank Clark, and they could have been fine. And I really like Yannick Ngakoue, but you would have to overpay. You had a situation where Kwesi Adofo-Mensah and the Minnesota Vikings were in a terrible spot cap-wise. They might have to embarrass themselves and cut Za'Darius Smith, who at his best is one of the best pass rushers in the NFL, literally wrecked games as a Green Bay Packer. Like, the ability that Andrew Berry has to just pounce on opportunities like this is unbelievable. It's unbelievable. The only other thing that I would say I would want to see is I would take a late round draft pick and flip it for a linebacker, add into the room. I would like to see the Browns sign another running back, but that's dirt cheap. You're talking about nitpicky stuff here, right? This is stuff that really does not make or break the season. Now you're set, right? You face Cincinnati Bengals week one, that quote unquote revamped offensive line that they got now. Get ready, because you're going to be facing one of, if not the best, defensive lines in the NFL. And that's a high bar to set, because you got teams like the 49ers going out and adding Javon Hargrave. You know, the Eagles doing what they've done this offseason. The Browns are going to be up there as far as defensive lines in the NFL. And, you know, like I said, when Cincinnati signs, who'd they get? They get Trent Brown. Am I wrong on that? Whoever they got. Orlando Brown. You know, trying to revamp that offensive line. And then the Ravens bring back Lamar Jackson, and they draft Zay Flowers, and they sign OBJ. You're going to have to get, I mean, the AFC is loaded. Aaron Rodgers just went to the AFC. Like, your competition that you have on the schedule this year, you have to be elite. You have to be. Like, if you want to win in the AFC, you have to be elite. The Browns just became elite. That's what it comes down to. And yeah, again, maybe it's a one-year thing. But this 1 year is going to be fantastic. It's going to be fun to watch. It's going to be awesome to watch what they do with this defensive line. The last thing that I wanted to touch on here, because the main talking point will be, you know, coming off of injuries and with the sacks going down, and he struggled at the end last year. Again, I'm not too worried about it. You got to understand, the NFL, a lot of it is about motivation. Guys are motivated by money. Guys are motivated by wanting to win. It's a couple different factors. For Za'Darius Smith, you know, he went to the Vikings because he felt like the Packers did him wrong, right? This is a guy who is going to be out to prove that he is one of the best. And it's not even about sacks. That's the crazy thing. He doesn't even need to have a double-digit sack season to be great on the Browns. Because if he can get pressure and get in the quarterback's face and, you know, get those throwing angles off, that's what makes defensive ends so great and pass rushers so great in general. That adds that little bit more time for Myles Garrett to get home, which he can do at any point. All he needs is a little bit of help, and you just got him a lot of help. So I think Za'Darius Smith, added to this roster, is quite literally a game-changing move from Andrew Berry and the Cleveland Browns. I couldn't be any more excited. Again, you know, time will go on. Camp is coming. Guys will get cut. The Browns will add more, likely at linebacker, DT, maybe safety. I doubt it, but they'll add a couple more guys and see how things work out. But in terms of the start of this year, I mean, my goodness. Oh, and by the way, I totally forgot about it. The Steelers, Broderick Jones, who's going to be starting for them, probably, I'd imagine, at tackle. Yeah, welcome to the NFL, buddy. In week two, you're either going to be facing Myles Garrett or Za'Darius Smith. Welcome to the North. Congrats. So, again, I couldn't be any more excited about this. I think you can't overstate how big of a deal this is. I think this is, I don't even know how this happened. Like, how did Andrew Berry sit there and wait and wait and wait and not only have somebody good fall into his lap, somebody great, like somebody who could be great, fall into his lap? And I mean, this has potential, and I think it will be what we've been looking for a long time. That partner for Myles Garrett, and yes, it's only a year, but it's going to be a special year. That's for sure. And one thing, I know I said wrapping up before, but I want to wrap up with this, because this is one of the things that I'm most excited about with Za'Darius Smith. Actually, two things. One, he somehow manages always to get forced fumbles. I mean, somehow he's even when he's late, just coming around the edge, he always knocks that ball out. And just having somebody who exceeds at that is it's a very good thing to have, because you have that potential of getting a turnover, you know, and that's a big deal. So kind of looking into him even more, obviously I know who he was, because he's one of the best players in the NFL, but I didn't realize how good he was impacting the play as far as those things go. And the second thing, we talk about the versatility. Again, I say it all the time. Andrew Berry loves versatility. He's dominant inside and out, right? He can play inside and be great. He can play outside and be great. You have an absolute weapon that you just added to a defense that was already revamped and already very good. So, you know, this is one of those things where I would say get excited, because people get excited about Elijah Moore and they think he's going to be this unbelievable number one receiver. Like, I think Elijah Moore is going to be great, but like temper your expectations type thing. Like, don't expect him to replace Amari Cooper this year. You know, I wouldn't get overly hyped about that. As hyped as you should be, don't expect crazy things next year. With this, expect crazy, because you added crazy. So, okay, I'll leave it at that. I could talk all day about this. I'm absolutely pumped. So, with that being said, let me know your thoughts in the comment section. Leave us a voicemail. Subscribe to the channel. And if you're excited about Za'Darius Smith, like the video. With that being said, my name, again, Derek Frisbee from DS Sports. We will see you in the next one. Go Browns.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the Dogs Podcast. Make sure you subscribe on YouTube and follow us on Twitter at the Dogs Podcast. Get your thoughts on the show at thedogspodcast.com.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.